one of my favorite guests to have on the show.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Stanford researchers use fruit flies to unlock mysteries of human diabetes. For the first time, the tiny fruit fly can be used to study how mutations associated with the development of diabetes affect the production and secretion of the vital hormone insulin. The advance is due to a new technique devised by researchers at the Stanford University School of Medicine that allows scientists to measure insulin levels in insects with extremely high sensitivity and reproducibility. The experimental model is likely to transform the field of diabetes research by bringing the staggering power of fruit fly genetics, honed over 100 years of research, to bear on the devastating conditions that affect millions of Americans. Until now, scientists wishing to study the effects of specific mutations on insulin had to rely on laborious, lengthy, and expensive genetic engineering of laboratory mice or mammals. In contrast, the tiny short-lived fruit flies can be bred in dizzying combinations by the tens of thousands in just days or weeks in small flask on a laboratory bench. The paper was published today in PLOS Genetics. Just one simple question can identify narcissistic people. Scientists have developed and validated a new method to identify which people are narcissistic. Just ask them. In a series of 11 experiments involving more than 2,200 people of all ages, the researchers found they could reliably identify narcissistic people by asking them this exact question. To what extent do you agree with this statement? I am a narcissist. Note that the word narcissist means egotistical, self-focused, and vain. Participants rated themselves on a scale of 1, which means not very true of me, to 7, which means very true of me. And results showed that people's answer to this question lined up very closely with several other validated measures of narcissism, including the widely used Narcissistic Personality Inventory. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
With the rest of your Superhuman News, I'm Elliot Turton. In search for Alzheimer's drug, a major step forward. Researchers at Yale School of Medicine have discovered a new drug compound that reverses the brain's deficits of Alzheimer's disease in an animal model. The findings are published in the journal PLOS Biology. The compound TC2153 inhibits the negative effects of a protein called STEP, which is key to regulating learning and memory. High levels of STEP proteins keep synapses in the brain from strengthening. Synaptic strengthening is a process that is required for people to turn short-term memories into long-term memories. When STEP is elevated in the brain, it depletes receptors from synaptic sites and inactivates other proteins that are necessary for proper cognitive function. This disruption can result in Alzheimer's disease or a number of neuropsychiatric and neurodegenerative disorders, all marked by cognitive deficits. The team is currently testing the TC compound in other animals with cognitive defects, including rats and non-human primates. Making sense of sense. For many animals, making sense of the clutter of sensory stimuli is often a matter of literal life and death. Exactly how animals separate objects of interest, such as food sources or the scent of predators, from background information remains largely unknown. A new study described in Nature Neuroscience showed that while mice can be trained to detect specific odorants embedded in random mixtures, their performance drops steadily with increasing background components. After training the mice to detect specific scents, researchers presented the animals with a combination of smells, sometimes including the target scent and sometimes not, and found that mice were able to identify when a target scent was present with 85% accuracy or better. For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5%. Plus free shipping inside the USA.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means we have a Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio episode with Ken O'Neill in just a moment. Later in the show, we're going to switch it up. We're going to be joined by Alex Viada to talk about complete human performance. Just want to make one announcement. AgeForce is giving away their free 30-day supply of their fat burner patch exclusively to our audience, Superhuman Radio. You have to go to the website and click the AgeForce banner ad to get the offer. It comes down midnight Friday night, tomorrow night. So if you want to try this amazing patch, their most successful and most popular patch, their fat burner patch, you got to get it now while it's still free. So check that out. So first I want to introduce or bring back to the show my good friend Ken O'Neill. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing well, Carl. How are you?
Good, good. So you have an exciting show planned for us today. Who is our guest today?
Our guest today is Michael Murphy. I met Mike in 1976 during his short course as Regents Lecturer at the University of California, Santa Cruz campus. And a fast friendship formed. He was lecturing on bodily transformations, which brought the world of what I'd been doing in Buddhism and the world of what I'd been doing in the gym together as one unified vision. I realized yesterday that in the years that I've known Mike, I've always looked up to him more as an older brother, that because he's so hospitable and kind and full of wisdom. In recent reading of Jeff Kripal's material, I was astonished to find that we have someone of the stature of William James as a prodigious, synoptic, all-encompassing thinker of the future. So I had a little reconciling to do there. Mike is one of the great insightful minds of our times. And today we're going to be introducing his notion of transformational disciplines, evolutionary transformationalism, with respect to where we might be going, how exceptional performance, exceptional functioning are buds of possible evolution. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So
let's, I'd like you to share with the audience how it is we all met up back in 76 and 7. Ironically, the first guest we had on the show was the third party to that meeting, Frank Zane. Frank told us about his version of it and a lot of things that have happened since, but rehearing your version of it yesterday, I think we just have to hear that. So without ado.
Well, Ken, you know, we had met a couple of times before you and Frank appeared together to me and to my wife, Dulcie. God, when was it? It was back. It was shortly before he won the first Mr. Olympia contest, I believe. Don't you think that was it? Just before.
I think it was in 77. I reviewed that last night.
Yeah, so 77. But, you know, it didn't become the central luminous event that it became a few years later. And so let me tell the story very briefly, Ken. I had met you and had met Frank, but it had not registered very deeply with me. But one day, I guess it had to have been in 77, truly by chance, I was turning through the TV channels in my house, and suddenly there was Frank posing during the climactic moments of winning his first Mr. Olympia title.
Wow.
And he was glowing in the dark. He was emanating this light, which was pulsating, and it struck me as supremely narcissistic. I was amused by this, at his pleasure in showing off this magnificent body. So I yelled to my wife, I said, Dulcie, I yelled across, please come and see this thing. Now, at this point, Ken, it did not register at all in me that this is Frank, whom I had met previously with you.
Wow.
Okay. So I saw that, and I always chuckled over it, and I was amazed by it. Okay, now let's move down. 3 years later, you and Frank came to see me. This is my recollection. And Frank said that he had read my novel, Jacob Adabet, and he and his wife had decided that together they comprised the protagonist of that novel, Jacob Adabet, in that through this transformation of his body, he was morphing into something far, far beyond. And you and he then proceeded to tell me and Dulcie and some of our friends about how you had introduced him to the Nembutsu, you know, chanting, how he had, in preparation for that first win, sworn to chant, I don't know, a million Nembutsus, and with some prayer beads you had given him, and he had designed a body. Now, this is how I remember it. He had designed a body that was worthy of succeeding Schwarzenegger, who at that time, as I remember it, he said was 6'4". I think Schwarzenegger shrunk a little, but 6'4", 250. Frank was 5'9", 180, something like that. So he was a smaller version, but with a new design. And then he told me about the experience he was having at the moment by chance. I had seen that moment, I guess 3 or 4 years prior. And he said that he had gotten into an altered state through his practice, and that his training had speeded up to such an extent he was in unfamiliar territory. I'll never forget this. His muscle building was faster. He attributed it first to the chanting in large part, but also to what he called a kind of new things, graces that were given, energies he hadn't experienced before, something new. In any case, he had to get with that program. Anyway, just before the moments I had seen him, they have a drawing in the Mr. Olympia. So you reach into a hat and you pull out a number to say when you're going to go in the lineup of great lifters. And he got number one. And what he saw instantly was it had a triple meaning. First, he would come out first. Secondly, he would win, number one. And number three, he was one with his audience, indeed, one with the wide world. This is what this is the way I vividly remember the story. So then, when during the moment that I had viewed, he said it was as if he was above his body in a higher station. Now, that's a story I had heard from a number of athletes. We could talk about that today spontaneously, who never heard of Indian yoga or the Siddhis, supernormal powers, evolutionary panentheism, never heard of any of this. MacArthur Lane, for example, a great NFL running back, claimed that the reason he could make the cuts he did that seemed so strategic is that he was watching the field from a higher place, and of course his coaches never believed him, but in any case, he talked that way. So I'd heard this language of being stationed above his head, and then seeing once and for all he was one with all of these adoring, cheering people.
Michael, I'm sorry to intervene here, but we have to take a commercial break. I want you to hold this thought, please.
Yeah, that's halfway through the story.
Yeah, good, perfect. So when we come back, we'll finish on the other side, because the audience is probably hanging and wondering why I'm doing this, but unfortunately, this is how we pay our bills. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Our guest today is Michael Murphy. Ken, you want to bring us back to where we were?
Yeah, and before I quite do that, I want to apologize for being negligent in my introduction to not mention the obvious. 62 years ago, Mike, with Richard Price, co-founded the prestigious cutting-edge Esalen Institute at Big Sur. He's the author of a number of novels, speculative fictions, and his 1992 magnum opus, The Future of the Body, 800 pages, 3,000 references. Anybody that trains with me, it's mandatory reading. It's the book of the future that's now. And, Mike, you were telling us about...
When an athlete gets into that position where they are actually above their station, if you will, or above themselves... Right.
Yeah, well, I was, with Frank Zane, this extraordinary coincidence of having seen, by chance, his moment of triumph in the Mr. Olympia contest in 1977. And then he was describing that experience. And then, anyway, when we met again in 1980, Ken, you and him and me and my wife Dulcie and others, he described how he then redesigned his body yet again in 78 and 79 to win three straight Mr. Olympias, the world champion bodybuilder. But what's so stunning to me is that he had photographs there of his previous physique, which was magnificent, and showing me how he took crayons and redrew the contours to get a new version. Like, we're now going to have the 78 Frank Zane. And as I remember it, he wanted to get even lighter for the second one. And then he showed me then how his body, he trained it to conform it to that drawing and did it again in 79. Now, the techniques he used, he said to us then, were first this empowered or accelerated powers of visualization when he lifted that were reinforced by the Nembutsu that you, Ken, had given him, and the graces, he didn't use that language, but the these new things that came into his being that he had not known, energies and feelings and powers that were coming into him through this magnified or accelerated training. So all of that, you know, coalesced as one of my favorite stories to tell when I am describing how the world of athletics is giving rise to the supernormal. But the problem, at the same time it frames the problem, because when athletes typically have these, they don't have a context for it, a philosophy, a worldview, a set of instructions. There's no lineage. So they have these moments, and very often their coaches or their teammates will say, now, quiet down, calm down now, and bring them back to normal, because humans, all of us, need homeostasis for health, for survival. But the cultural homeostasis keeps us trapped. And in the case of a lot of these athletes, it's they're put into golden handcuffs. They're handcuffed by the images that their coaches, their families, even their churches put on them. And they're paraded around, you know, as the gladiators of our day, keeping, stimulating our aspirations, showing what we can do. And it's a kind of a tragic situation in that they've glimpsed supermanhood, as it were, the supernormal, and then brought back into the box. So anyway, all of that came out of that meeting, Ken, with you and Frank, and I go around telling that story all the time. So I just told it again.
Well, I've got a quick question, if I can. So you actually observed something about him, but you obviously have a keen sense of what you were looking for. To the untrained eye, do we recognize this, or is it something that stimulates us at the core that appeals to us when we look at this person?
That's a great question. Okay. I think the reason sport, and bodybuilding is part of this, is so captured the world's imagination, is that it reveals this evolution of mind and body right in front of us, but in the spirit of play, drama,
yep.
A wonderment. So people get it subconsciously, but they don't have the intellectual worldview. They don't, their coaches, their priests, their families never told them about this. I mean, you come out of a very tightly held Christian viewpoint that says we are fallen, we are sinners, and there's a very good chance we will go to hell soon. If we make a single mistake along one line, you're going to go to hell. So these religions have a view of fallen human nature. This is our destiny. Now, if we behave ourselves, you know, we can be redeemed. But it's a worldview. And then if you're a reductionistic college professor who will look at, look at Frank and say, well, you put your mind to something like that, we can show you breakdown, build up. We understand the metabolic processes. We see how they did it. Good for him. But, you know, let's calm him down. When such and such person says, quote, he's above his head, or that he's one with the wide world, or that he suddenly has a mystical ecstasy, that's fine. That's his way of saying he feels good. That's fine. This is what, when I was at Stanford, professor said, that's okay. You could be a mystic. We need our poets and mystics. They tell us they feel good. But they're not giving us any knowledge about the deeper things in the world, and they certainly are not pointing the way to some glorious future. So it's but when people, in a football stadium, which becomes suddenly a theater of the occult, and everybody recognizes that the ball is taking strange bounces, its evolution's gone up a notch. I heard in one of your ads there, evolution just went up a notch.
Yeah, right.
People watching these contests know it went up a notch, but they don't have a context. They don't have a worldview. Nobody told them that it really is going up a notch, and then it's down again. Now, so the answer is yes, people get it in their gut, but we don't have the mental orientation nor the connoisseurship to see it. And this is what some of us, and I'm sure so many people listening in now, are searching for a larger worldview that's big enough for who we are. We need a worldview to match who we really are. And instead of ourselves shrinking ourselves to match the worldviews that have been put upon us by whether it's our families, our churches, our schools, wherever they are, God bless them all, but they want to shrink us down to fit them. We need a worldview that to match who we secretly are or can be.
Well, and obviously this is the secret to appeal, too. I want to talk more about this when we come out of the break. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Michael Murphy.
People at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trinadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trinadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp, as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trinadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Mr. Bombastic, we want some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy. Mr. Lover, lover, lover.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio episode with Ken O'Neill. Today we're being joined by Michael Murphy. I'd like to know more about what goes on over at, am I pronouncing it right, Esalen? Esalen.org?
Right, Esalen. Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California.
And so what exactly is Esalen Institute, Michael?
Well, it's an educational and research institute. We started in 1962, about 500 seminars a year, 15,000 people, I would say, come from around the world. A quarter of the people that come are from other countries. But the other side of ESLIN is the research arm, let's call it. We form fellowships that bring people together again from around the world, professionals. It's not open to the public. It's the way so much disciplined inquiry is done in the world today, with fellowships that form with a lot of smart people who are on to something. And none of the great universities or research centers can typically capture it all. For example, let's say somebody at Stanford finds out something. On your news program, you talked about, you know, something about to do with diabetes and insulin being researched there. So typically they will find allies, say at Harvard or MIT or somewhere else, and this group will coalesce. Well, we have done that with subjects that Harvard and Stanford and mainstream schools and research centers typically will not touch. These initiatives, we've been doing this for half a century, have really played a role in the sciences and humanities, and so we've gotten a lot known for this. So we have a public side, these 500 seminars a year. You can find out about them, ESLIN.org. You can go there, ESLIN.org, and then there's a catalog. You can get a catalog describing these programs. But the other side is for researchers from around the world, and social activists. For example, we're very strong in Russian-American relations, and given our recent problems with Ukraine and all, we're organizing a meeting in Paris this September with Russians and Americans who aren't happy about what their governments are doing, et cetera. So that's a very brief account. And the guiding idea is the human potential, that we're using just a fraction of our potentialities, in the way that this movie that's out there, Lucy,
right
now. So like Lucy, we're saying we're all like Lucy, and ESLIN's a place to come and, you know, be more.
Mark, I have a question for you that ties several things together. First, the discussion of athletes experiencing metanormal experience and having no map, no culture, no context for them. The most striking one of which is the one you used to tell about Mike Spino going through a full shamanic type of experience. That, in relation to what was just said about ESLIN in terms of both education and in activism, and 22 years since you've published your book, are you aware of people? Have people come to you with advice, with information about practical programs of education, maybe integrated into athletic training, into other sorts of training, to begin to foster the development of these experiences?
Well, Ken, yes. We've been, of course, doing that from the beginning. We, with the Ford Foundation, put the money into through us at ESLIN to introduce these practices for kindergarten through 12th grade that led to the Department of Confluent Education at University of California, Santa Barbara. It produced more than 500 graduate degrees. It's spread to 25 nations. So it's a regular stream, a Dharma stream, if you will, flowing from and through ESLIN, bringing the various ways and means, the ways of growth, the transformative practices, body, mind, heart, and soul, to supplement mainstream kindergarten through 12th grade. That's what this program led us to work with the Soviet Olympic Committee on visualization exercises, flow exercises, and the various new strategies that have come into the cutting edge of sports psychology. We've done that. then through my book, Golf in the Kingdom. You know, that book, Ken, it's the best-selling fiction of all time about the game of golf. And,
right.
You know, it was published, God, 42 years ago, Golf in
right.
the Kingdom. And it's, you know, it, for a while, it was a book much adhered to by Phil Jackson and Bill Bradley when they played for the Knicks, you know. Bill went on, became a senator, Phil 11 NBA championships. Phil gave it to Michael Jordan. He also gave Michael Jordan Future of the Body. I don't know if he ever read it. But so my books, Esselin's work, has penetrated all over the place. It's been a, you could call it a pervasive background influence going on now for half a century. So this has been quite a window for me, Ken, to watch our culture start to get this vision, the ideas that you guys are talking about here with Superhuman Radio. The meeting, you know, one of your taglines, where bronze meets brains. I would say where soul, mind, the human heart, and the flesh meet. And in that meeting, in that confluence, marvelous things happen. And Frank Zane's story, you and Frank, Ken, the way Frank morphed into something beyond mere weightlifting and bodybuilding, it was a breakout. And there's another part of that story that is really important, you know, that because of the mantric power he was getting, you know, because he was on steroids, his anger kept growing. And as he told the story to us then,
Mike, could you hold that thought?
Morphed to say, I'm pissed off, I'm pissed off, I'm pissed off. And by God, he tripped and fell on the edge of a swimming pool and cut his urethra so that he could not compete for a fourth Mr. Olympia championship. He quit the steroids, and he's become a leader in the ways you can do it without steroids.
I got to tell you something. I don't think I've ever heard that story before. Have you ever heard that story before, Ken?
Oh, yeah, Frank and I, he called me up and we talked about it right after
I have never heard that story before, that he fell and cut his urethra and that was the turning point for it. We have to take a break.
No, it was actually a lounge chair broke, one of those metal chairs.
Well, hold that till we come out of the break. I want to pick up with that. I want to hear more about Frank Zane's accident because I've never heard that story before. I have a feeling that a lot of people in the audience have never heard it either. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
In what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. So I just found out during the break that this is common knowledge, that Frank has written about it on 2 different occasions. I guess I'm just in the dark about it, so I'm not going to belabor this injury and the turnaround in his career. What I'd like to use the rest of the show to discuss, Michael, is your views on the trans-evolutionary reframing of healthcare, if you would please.
Well, you know, it's coming. There are two armies marching. One, you could call pragmatic, down to earth. It's all these marvelous doctors and nurses and researchers who are out there on the front lines to repair damage to us, and to hopefully make us healthier and even to get us into health promotion. They have hundreds of billions of dollars. They're improving nutrition. They are finding out new cures for this and that, biotech. I mean, it's a standing miracle of the human race, and it marches on. But they're also the gods of common sense. And very often, common sense comes with golden handcuffs and puts us willy-nilly into better jails. Okay, that's an army marching, we want to help it. But we also want it to help it take the lid off its vision of human nature, because it gives us something often and takes something away. Now, there's another army marching. This army looks more like a bunch of commandos, special ops, Green Berets, SEALs, six outfits, and they're coming from different quarters. They haven't found themselves. These are the great explorers. My teacher, Sri Aurobindo, was like that. Gurdjieff was like that. When you and Frank Zane came to me, you guys were like that. We're finding one another, and we're coming, yes, we have high regard for health, high regard for curing our aches and pains, but we're also aiming to liberate the secret divinity that's in us and is the reason for all evolution. Henri Bergson, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature and was a great inspiration to a lot of us, said the universe itself is a machine for the creation of gods. Teilhard de Chardin, you know, the great Catholic philosopher, said, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings, star people, having a human experience.
I like that.
In other words, we're like these myths of the superhero. I mean, you know, Clark Kent has to go into a telephone booth. He takes off his coat, and there he's now, Superman. The same with Bruce Wayne becomes Batman, Spider-Man. This is a kind of, in the role of fantasy and science fiction, this myth. The artists often are like the distant early warning system. They're telling us what's coming. Now, these are small metaphors. I mean, this isn't just about, you know, Spidey, you know, flying from building to building with his little webs. This is about undiscovered country that's within us, and it's trying to emerge. And so that's this other army. So now back to medicine. These armies have to meet, and they flirt with each other. Right now, I'm mixing my metaphors, gang, here. These two armies flirting. They're kind of getting to know one another. And Esalen deals with the special ops forces, really, of the cosmic, of the evolutionary advance. We're not mainstream. We're not there primarily for symptom relief. We're there to open the doors to the more, the M-O-R-E, that each of us wants to explore, basically. Every human is secretly restless for more. And that restlessness comes out in all sorts of ways, some of them very weird, and some of them very destructive. But it's to open the doors to the more. So anyway, that's the way I look at medicine. There are that community is of God. It is giving us much, but it needs to be supplemented by these adventurers, these commandos of the spirit that are coming in from all angles. And I think, you know, Ken, this is what your work's been about, really.
You want to jump in there, Ken? Uh-oh, did we lose Ken? Ken O'Neill, can you hear me? Oh, this is what the internet is not good for. Once in a while, we drop Ken. I don't know what the problem is, but we're going to try to get him back here right now. You know what? I think he's back.
Back.
Yeah, you are. Okay, sorry about that, Ken.
So Ken,
I said definitely that's what my work is about, and its ultimate inspiration has been in what the map that Mike gave me.
Well, what map is that you're talking about?
Evolutionary transformationalism is what we were calling it 40 years ago. Everything he's been talking about today, evolution proceeding in a manner in which it's waking up to itself, and we're it.
Well, you know, Carl, I wrote a book called The Future of the Body. You could call it The Future of Human Nature, but it's The Future of the Body. I mean, people can get it from Amazon. You can read it, and we've developed practice, integral transformative practice with George Leonard and I. There are many of us advancing this map, this understanding, this worldview, and the practices to bring it about. But also we're promoting research to unpack it, to reveal more of its secrets. So I think the best way for people to find out about it is you could Esalen.org, you know, Esalen.org, or you can Future of the Body, the book by me, Michael Murphy. These are two ways, two immediate windows into all this.
How do you spell Esalen, just for those people who may be phonetically challenged like me?
Okay, E-S-A-L-E-N, Esalen, E-S-A-L-E-N. You can Google it. Esalen, or just go to our website, esalen.org. And it's 52 years. Dozens of books have come out of this. It's been an engine of research and disclosure of, what's going on in our part
of
the world.
Well, let me ask you a question. You said that humans are constantly pushing for more. Is this not the driving force of evolution?
Yeah, well, that's my worldview, Carl. In other words, from the Big Bang on, you can see all of the universe as God waking up. The divine nature involved itself in the Big Bang, and the game of games, the cosmic play, is the unfoldment of these, of the divine that's hidden. So it's the primal drive of the universe. That's what that movie Lucy, you know, is trying to say in its own way. And there are a lot of movies out there right now that's trying to say it, like Her, the movie Her, H-E-R. Scarlett Johansson was in both of those. But in any case, it's all around us right now. I call it a stealth worldview. Mm-hmm. It's sneaking up on the learned elites. Now, when it, in its full statement, it's still marginal. But in terms of a underground fire, it's burning and has always burnt at the core of the human race, indeed of life itself. That, now, that's a metaphysical statement. That's you wouldn't qualify that as a scientific statement. But it conforms to what science is gradually revealing about evolution itself, through not just through biology, but through neuroscience and other fields. In other words, it's beginning to look more and more like evolution has definite patterns and directions, what the Greek philosophers called a telos. It has an arrow. It's headed somewhere, but it's also a grand improvisation. I don't look at it from an engineering. I look at it more as an artist's view. It's a grand improvisation back to God, back to our essential divinity. Mm-hmm. And the evolving souls, you know, we're like a cosmic jazz band trying to play better and better music to reveal, you know, what we're really secretly have been about from the beginning.
Right, right. Very, very interesting. Let's go ahead and plug the website and the book once again. It's Esalen. And spell it for me again, Michael.
E-S-A-L-E-N.
Dot org.
.org. I'll take you to the website. And the future of the body is the book I wrote.
Ken, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, yeah, thank you very much for taking time to be on the show, Michael.
Thank you, Carl, and thank you, Ken.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have news at the top of the hour, of course, and then we're going to be talking about the real issue at hand that we are all interested in, and that is human performance. Complete human performance, that is, with Alex Viada. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton.
Stanford researchers use fruit flies to unlock mysteries of human diabetes. For the first time, the tiny fruit fly can be used to study how mutations associated with the development of diabetes affect the production and secretion of the vital hormone insulin. The advance is due to a new technique devised by researchers at the Stanford University School of Medicine that allows scientists to measure insulin levels in insects with extremely high sensitivity and reproducibility. The experimental model is likely to transform the field of diabetes research by bringing the staggering power of fruit fly genetics, honed over 100 years of research, to bear on the devastating conditions that affect millions of Americans. Until now, scientists wishing to study the effects of specific mutations on insulin had to rely on laborious, lengthy, and expensive genetic engineering of laboratory mice or mammals. In contrast, the tiny short-lived fruit flies can be bred in dizzying combinations by the tens of thousands in just days or weeks in small flasks on a laboratory bench. The paper was published today in PLOS Genetics. Just one simple question can identify narcissistic people. Scientists have developed and validated a new method to identify which people are narcissistic. Just ask them. In a series of 11 experiments involving more than 2,200 people of all ages, the researchers found they could reliably identify narcissistic people by asking them this exact question. To what extent do you agree with this statement? I am a narcissist. Note that the word narcissist means egotistical, self-focused, and vain. Participants rated themselves on a scale of 1, which means not very true of me, to 7, which means very true of me. And results showed that people's answer to this question lined up very closely with several other validated measures of narcissism, including the widely used Narcissistic Personality Inventory. The rest of your superhuman news is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
With the rest of your superhuman news, I'm Elliot Turton. In search for Alzheimer's drug, a major step forward. Researchers at Yale School of Medicine have discovered a new drug compound that reverses the brain's deficits of Alzheimer's disease in an animal model. The findings are published in the journal PLOS Biology. The compound TC2153 inhibits the negative effects of a protein called STEP, which is key to regulating learning and memory. High levels of STEP proteins keep synapses in the brain from strengthening. Synaptic strengthening is a process that is required for people to turn short-term memories into long-term memories. When STEP is elevated in the brain, it depletes receptors from synaptic sites and inactivates other proteins that are necessary for proper cognitive function. This disruption can result in Alzheimer's disease or a number of neuropsychiatric and neurodegenerative disorders, all marked by cognitive deficits. The team is currently testing the TC compound in other animals with cognitive defects, including rats and non-human primates. Making sense of sense. For many animals, making sense of the clutter of sensory stimuli is often a matter of literal life and death. Exactly how animals separate objects of interest, such as food sources or the scent of predators, from background information remains largely unknown. A new study described in Nature Neuroscience showed that while mice can be trained to detect specific odorants embedded in random mixtures, their performance drops steadily with increasing background components. After training the mice to detect specific scents, researchers presented the animals with a combination of smells, sometimes including the target scent and sometimes not, and found that mice were able to identify when a target scent was present with 85% accuracy or better. For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, often when we talk about human performance in general, there seems to be two camps. And there's the strength camp, and then there's the endurance camp. And it seems like it's hard to make them gel. They sure as heck have been doing it over at CrossFit. So it can be done. There's no doubt about it. But doing it right is critical, because if you don't do it right, well, in worst case, you'll hurt yourself. And in best case, you won't perform well in one of those areas of discipline. My next guest is Alex Viada. His website is Complete Human Performance. I think the name of the website says it all. How are you doing, Alex?
Hi. Hey, Carl. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So you have been striving for athletes to not ignore one or the other as far as training disciplines go. But for a long time, it has been, if not brotelligence, athletic folklore that, look, you got to make a decision. You want to be strong, or you want to have endurance. You can't have both at the same time.
Right. Right. You know, and I think a lot of that, you know, obviously if you look at the top levels of any sport, you know, if you want to be a world champion marathon runner, or you want to be a world record setter in powerlifting, you know, obviously you have to devote 100% of your time to it. There's no question. But I think the majority of us are not looking to necessarily set world records. We just want to be, we want to be strong. We want to be fit. We want to be able to, you know, we really truly want to feel like we can do just about anything we want. And, you know, that's, I think a lot, the brotelligence, as you call it, I think is a lot of, I think, underestimating what the human body is capable of more than anything.
But if you don't do it right, okay, so if you don't do it right, at best, you will underperform in one of those areas. It can be said that if you're not treating cardio and strength training properly, you will suffer in one. Chances are you won't be as strong as you could be. And the worst possible scenario is that you could overtrain and really damage your body or hurt yourself over time.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of this has been a tremendous learning process for me. When I come from a strength background, and you know, about 6 or 7 years ago, I was a 245, 250 pound power lifter, and I would get winded going up a flight of stairs. And, you know, through a mixture of a couple of wagers on a few runs, and then just, realizing that I actually enjoyed running again, I started getting back into it. And I think I found exactly what you're talking about and exactly what most people find. You know, I would just go out there and try to run a few more miles every day, and I started getting overuse injuries. I started getting stress fractures. You know, I was sore constantly. I started having knee issues, and my lifts were going down. And I said, well, this is great. You know, I trained my buns off for my first marathon, and the time wasn't what I wanted to, and my performance in the gym had suffered, and I felt terrible. And that was my introduction to all this.
Right, right. So how did you solve the problem? Was it a matter of years of trial and error, trying to find the sweet spot, so to speak? Or do you really have to make peace with the fact that, look, being as strong as you can and having great endurance has benefits in and of itself, so you are going to have to live with the fact that you're never going to be as strong as you possibly could if all you did was powerlift, and you're never going to be as endurance have the level of endurance that you will have unless you just ran all the time? Or can you have both? Can you really have both?
Well, you know, and I think that's the best question right there, because for most people, what's important is realizing what you want to get out of it. Say you are a dedicated power lifter. You can be a top level, even a record-setting power lifter, and still go out and, you know, jog a couple times a week. You know, the current world record holder in the raw squat, who squats over 1,000 pounds, still says in the off season he runs about 8 kilometers a week.
Wow.
So if you're just looking for kind of a bare minimum of, you know, tapping into that other area, you can get away with it and still maintain, you know, 99.9% of your performance in your chosen discipline. But what I've found is that, you know, obviously you have to make peace with your body type. If you're a 290-pound power lifter, you may never qualify for Boston, the Boston Marathon. You may never qualify for the Ironman World Championship. But you can certainly do quite well. You know, obviously your body type, your size, and everything else is going to determine your maximum capabilities. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is just how well they can do in the opposite one before they start sacrificing
suffering
performance. And, yep. Exactly.
You know what's funny? So, a friend of mine, and he used to be a good friend, but I don't really stay in touch with him as much as I used to. Mike Miller, who was a power lifter, who was the first person to squat 1,224 pounds in a full meet, where he did a pull, a push, and a squat. Threw his hat in to MMA a while ago, and he would have been an amazing MMA fighter. He was doing very well. But they diagnosed him with a pituitary adenoma, which was benign, but still, that like in the fight game, it's like, nah, you can't fight. That's it. And so when I talked about this on the show before, I wrote an article, a press release for him that made it onto the website SureDog. And they're going, yeah, sure, he can squat, but he's going to gas out. Now, Mike used to do the Highland Games. You know, when you look at these guys that do strongman stuff, you know, they're carrying 275-pound anvil, you know, 75 feet back and forth, you know, five times. They have amazing cardiovascular conditioning combined with amazing strength. So clearly it can be done. There's no doubt about it. Does it take does it take special characteristics, or does it really come down to the type of training?
You know, and I think that's a good point, because a lot of people say, well, oh, you know, these individuals who can do both, they're exceptions to the rule and all that. And, you know, yes, absolutely, there are certain exceptions, but I found almost universally, and it's funny you mentioned strongmen, because Compete Human Performance, we actually train a couple of very high-level strongmen, one of whom at over 320 pounds, I believe, can run a mile in the eights, in the low eights.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
And, you know, and what I say about that is, you know, a dedicated runner may look at that and say, oh, it's an 8-minute mile, it's no big deal. But
yeah, try doing it at 300 pounds.
Exactly.
I mean, I wouldn't want that guy coming into home plate at me.
I mean, that's the momentum of a wrecking ball right there. And, you know, I think a lot of these people, you know, that, to back up for a second, I think my biggest inspiration for a lot of this has actually been a lot of guys in the military. And, you know, I look at a lot of these guys, and I don't think they realize how exceptional their performance is. These guys run every day, and they're doing, you know, 9, 10, 11-minute mile-and-a-halves, and a lot of them still love going to the gym. They still love getting strong. You know, they have 400, 500-pound squats. Almost without realizing it, those are kind of the prototypical hybrid athletes. And, you know, there's certainly, you're looking at a whole cross-section of people there in terms of genetic background and capabilities and everything else. And I found that working with these guys, you tweak their training just a little bit, and the results are phenomenal.
Well, I want to talk about the tweaks when we come out of the break, but I got to say, you know, love them or hate them, Rich Froning and guys like that who do these CrossFit games absolutely open your eyes. They, you know, I remember when, I think it was Tommy Kono, the first guy who benched 800 pounds. It was like no one thought anybody could bench 800. Then once he benched 800, then people were shooting for 850, right? So it's almost like we can't perceive it until someone else does it, and then we perceive beyond it. So now you got guys in CrossFit and gals in CrossFit taking the human body to limits that we never thought were possible, and all of a sudden we're going, well, wait a minute, maybe I'm capable of more. How much of this resides in our head, the fact that someone else did it, now we think we can do it, and then we take it further?
Exactly. There's always this kind of terror of the unknown. And, you know, a lot of runners are terrified that if they put on a few pounds of muscle, suddenly their times are going to evaporate and they're going to be mediocre in something that they love. And a lot of these strength athletes think, oh my gosh, you know, I go out there, I start putting a couple miles on the road and, you know, there goes my strength. There goes my identity. There goes all this stuff I've worked so hard for. And you're absolutely right. You look at a lot of these CrossFitters, and I mean, at the CrossFit Games this last year, we had a guy pulling 655 pounds. And this is a guy who, you know, he's going out and doing sprints and doing cardiovascular activity. He's doing everything, and he can still pull a number, a good weight that I think a lot of powerlifters would be pleased to handle. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So I think that we're going to start to see people abolishing this notion that you can't have both. You can mm-hmm. have both, but there's a fine line in how you have to train. So here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. And when we come mm-hmm. back, I want to talk about how do you find that fine line for an individual. We're talking right now with Alex Viada. His website is CompleteHumanPerformance.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Where mind, muscle, and body come for intense training. You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy per
Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Alex Viada, talking about hybrid training right now. And that's really what it is. And you know, Alex, I look at everything today through evolutionary glasses. Mm-hmm. To find the truth in anything, I look at our 6 million years on the planet and look at how we evolved and what jobs we're designed to do. And we are predators. There's no doubt about it. And we invented subsistence hunting, where we just would run down an animal until it couldn't run anymore and it would just fall over from heat stroke, and then we would grab it and kill it and cook it. And so we have to continue to abide by our ancestral gifts of being able to run. But we need to be strong too. We can't ignoring one of them is the same thing that the obese person does by just sitting on the sofa and watching television. They're ignoring a set of ancestral gifts as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, it's funny in particular that you mentioned ignoring one or the other. There are a lot of people who don't, a lot of people who specialize in strength, or a lot of people who specialize in running, who don't do the other one because they say they don't necessarily enjoy it. And that, I fully well understand. You know, there aren't too many power lifters who like going for a jog. But, at the end of the day, I think it's so important to be well-rounded in that regard, and because running your entire life, you look at a lot of these guys who don't do strength training as well, that's not what the body's meant for.
Bingo.
They feel frail, their upper body bone density starts to wear away. For a lot of these guys who do nothing but lift as well, their cardiovascular system is in horrendous shape.
Well, when we look at evolution in general, I look at it like a pendulum, right? So we always end up either all the way to the right or all the way to the left, and the goal in life is to try to get to the middle, but a lot of times when you're really, really far to the right, you overshoot the middle and you push too hard to the left. The goal is just to find the balance in the middle. But we don't do that very well as a species. We always end up overshooting the middle to compensate for where we are. So we always complain about the medical orthodoxy only recognizes aerobic training as exercise. And now they're finally starting to get the message. And they're going, hey, muscle really is metabolic currency. It's important to not ignore muscle. Now there's people who went to the other side. Well, I'm not going to do cardio. I have a friend who is a former Mr. Olympia competitor, Porter Cottrell. He brags about never doing cardio. And I think to myself, that's just not good. It's just, I don't care if he thinks that he's getting the same cardiovascular exercise from his routine. There are other things that occur when we run. Sabina Scala, who trains MMA fighters, says she makes them walk 45 minutes three times a week because the heart experiences both concentric and eccentric hypertrophy, and it only gets one from weightlifting. It gets the other one from walking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that touches on something that's very important there too, is cardio doesn't have to mean running. Running is what humans are technically designed for, but that doesn't mean it's the only thing people can do. There's the whole idea of just going for a ruck, put something heavy on your back, go out on the trails and lose yourself for an hour or two. Anything to get the heart moving, anything to get the muscles moving, and get that blood flowing. I think a lot of people get it in their head that they have to do one modality over the other, and I say, do something you enjoy.
Now you have been known to possess really an amazing combination of strength and endurance, and we talked about the whole genetic factor before, but have you ever been in any period of your life devoid of one of those talents?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I certainly went through a very sedentary phase going through college. I was one of these kids who played five or six sports in high school, always had a knack for it. And I think that let me get away with never actually having to train independently. I would go straight from football to track and, just go from one to the next. And so there was never really any inherent discipline. so when I went to college, and you know, obviously I discovered takeout Chinese, and wasn't really doing any form of physical activity. I was horrendously weak. I was very slow. And, you know, it almost seemed like a lost cause at that point.
Right, right. Now, I want to start touching on, you know, what do people need to pay attention to? And I'm thinking about this while we're talking, and all I keep coming back to is nutrition. How much of the equation, being able to juggle both of these disciplines, strength and endurance, comes down to most people aren't eating enough or not eating enough of the right macronutrients?
Absolutely. That is something huge. And you know, a lot of people who try this, they underestimate tremendously how much the body needs at that point in terms of good quality macronutrients to recover from this type of thing. Because this entire process here, this entire concept is based around of doing just enough to elicit any sort of positive stimulus, whether it be growing muscle, gaining strength, or improving endurance, without crossing that fine line. And keeping that threshold as high as possible, you really need to have your nutrition dialed in. You can't just be, you know, you can't be lazy about it and think, oh, well, if I'm training right, it's going to excuse everything. Nutrition is a massive, massive component.
Well, but what about those, the just like the pendulum I said before, right? So it swings from what, so we've gone from the, endurance athletes, pounding down pounds of pasta, spilling over insulin before an endurance race. Now everybody's embracing the ketogenic diet. There's a guy out on the West Coast. He's a cyclist, and then he does Ironman. Young, and he's young, by the way. Wait till he hits 56, like me. Keep trying that stuff. But he's going, oh, I'm keto. I do these things keto. How smart is that to try to do this kind of juggling, balancing act between strength and endurance, and staying keto?
I've never known it done successfully, personally. I may be speaking from, I think the biggest problem that a lot of those folks run into is you just physically can't eat enough to keep it going. Mm-hmm. You need those stores.
Yeah.
And, it's funny, a good friend of mine, Tony Cowden, he runs CrossFit Wilmington. He's really gotten into this whole idea, and he used to be very, very, he still is very, very serious paleo. But he's realized that he's had to really, I think he said he's doubled his calories, mostly in the form of carbohydrates, from what I understand,
right,
to actually be able to do this kind of training. And, here's another guy with a squat of over 500 pounds who's training for an Ironman. So that was a real eye-opener for him as well. And, you can't just pound plates of pasta, of course, and expect everything to go well, but that's got to be a factor.
How old is he?
Well, he's older than I am. I'm 34.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want to guess his age.
No, that's cool. No, because I want to talk about the older athletes a little bit, and we have to take a break in about a minute, and I don't want to have to switch over. But is there a big difference when you're dealing with older athletes, and they say, "Look, I want to be strong and I want to be fast."
Honestly, not nearly as much as you might think, because a lot of older athletes are perfectly content. They understand the value of restraint when it comes to training. And that is probably one of the biggest things that, like you said, maybe we can touch on later when putting this all together is understanding that more isn't always better. In fact, more is usually not better.
Yeah, see, I'm one of those idiots that doesn't understand restraint. I'm the guy who's like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I just tore a hamstring off the bone the other day. I'm doing okay, but no, you know what it is? Because I guess I'm just slightly neurotic when it comes to training. I'm a child of the 60s and the 70s. Everything was about excess, right? We did everything in excess.
Yep.
And so I kind of just transferred what I learned growing up into my training. And so, which has served me well. There's no wood around here, but there's wood. Okay. It served me well overall. I mean, I'm still strong. I'm still doing the things I want to do at 56 years old. What I'm not doing is I'm not running enough. So here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about that fine line. We'll talk about, knowing when enough is enough. We're talking with Alex Viada. His website is CompleteHumanPerformance.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new Kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Alex Viada. We're talking about hybrid training, paying attention to both strength and endurance, and finding that fine line where you can be strong and fast. Or run for long periods of time at the same time, and both of them are important. So what do you look for in your training? What do you think the red flags are if you're doing too much of one or not enough of the other?
You know, that's that's a big question right there. You know, because I think the warning signs, you know, as you know, when the warning signs of doing too much tend to come on a little slowly. You may not always see them coming. You know, you get a little lack of motivation. Suddenly something doesn't sound quite as appealing to you. And what's difficult is the more things you do, the more different ways there are to keep yourself engaged before you realize, oh, heck, you know, I might actually be overtraining. I might actually be hurting myself at this point. You know, it's, so the biggest thing for me is I always talk about, you know, a little moderation in your training. I think we just touched on holding
right.
back a little bit.
Right.
And the way I tend to tell people to structure it is just do barely enough to get what you want out of a workout. Mm. Once you've pushed yourself hard enough to get some kind of positive adaptation, stop.
Interesting.
You know, this whole idea, I'm sure you've heard it, of the
going
the
to failure with every set, going to failure with every set. You got to go to failure with every set, pushing harder every time you get into the gym. You got to add a rep or add some weight. That's a mistake.
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah, well, it is, especially if you want to do both, because
yeah.
remember, a lot of running programs are designed for people who are just running. And a lot of lifting programs are designed for people who are just lifting. And if you think about that, a good lifting or a good running program should not be leaving much extra recovery on the table.
Mm,
it should really be pushing you pretty far. And if you're doing both and you're running with runners and you're lifting with lifters, you're going to be doing entirely too much work for any one body.
You know, and I'm thinking about this. You know, the people who decry this type of training, they always cite, you know, research that shows that cardio decreases strength or vice versa. But the reality is, unless you're a competing power lifter, you really need not to pay attention to that stuff, because the ideal thing is to be as strong as you can with as much as endurance as you can, period, end of story.
Well, and, you know, one thing I always tell runners is that if I said, look, if you could be 5 or 10% stronger without really sacrificing much endurance, would you do that? And, I tell power lifters, could you benefit from a little more work capacity? You know, being able to work out for an extra, you know, 10, 15 minutes without gassing out, or being able to do slightly longer sets, being able to handle a little more volume. And almost universally, they say yes. You know, I always tell people there is not a single athlete out there who couldn't benefit from increased work capacity. And
what I was going to say was, I remember I did a show last year with somebody from the CrossFit community. I wish I could, I think it's called CrossFit Endurance. But what they showed was that if you take an endurance athlete and you start training them for strength, it translates over to greater endurance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, because a lot of things, a lot of runners have, you know, slight postural issues or imbalances and things like that that make them sloppy. I mean, if you look at a very, very good runner, everything looks natural. Everything looks effortless. You know, their shoulders are back, their head is up, everything is moving in unison as kind of a machine. But for most of us, if we're not, you know, the 0.5% of genetically gifted runners out there, you know, we need to work on that. We need to be strong. We need to, you know, work our joints and connective tissue. We need to work our upper back and core to maintain proper running posture. And a little more leg strength is certainly going to give you a little more kick at the end of a race or going up a hill or anything else. So, yes, absolutely.
What do you think a good starting template is for somebody who wants to start doing this? Like right now I'm doing a two-day-on, two-day-off. So I'm lifting 2 days a week, and I'm supposed to be walking right now 2 days a week, although I didn't walk this morning because I didn't sleep good last night. So
yeah.
What's a good template to start out with for somebody?
You know, it's funny. I use a couple different ones. A good template, I mean, there are a lot of training programs out there that would benefit. You know, I typically tell people, okay, build your template around the discipline that you prefer. You know, and that's because, you know, lifters are more comfortable using lifting templates and the like. Generally, what I try to use is, some listeners may be familiar with the West Side Barbell
sure,
concept.
Sure.
Of max effort and dynamic effort. So
right.
I don't follow that to a T, but I do maintain the idea of consolidating stressors. And what I mean by that is I'll tell people, look, early in the week, let's do your high intensity, high effort, but, you know, low volume work. Early
right.
in the week, let's do your heavy benches and heavy squats, and let's do your sprint work and your speed work there. As we move forward in the week, let's switch the emphasis a little bit. Let's drop the intensity, up the volume, you know, do your higher repetition work in the gym and do your longer, slower runs. And by doing that, you're consolidating these stressors a little bit, and you're not beating yourself down with high intensity work every day, and, you know, or you're not beating yourself down with huge amounts of volume every day.
And for the person who can't just start running, I guess walking and running until you know, walk, run until you can actually run that entire distance. That would be a starting point for them. So that would be a good place for them to start. You know, the heart has a negative feedback loop that restricts out power output. And it was, I found this study many years ago, back in 2000, maybe 2001, that showed that if you don't have a strong heart, you won't be as strong as you can be in the gym. So there is a lot of value to cardiovascular training that a lot of strength athletes just kind of turn their nose up at, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that you look at what happens. I remember this was happening to me, is I would get so fatigued, even just loading and unloading the bar, that my performance just would tank. And, you know, I had maybe two or three good repetitions in me at a heavy weight before my cardiovascular system was just, you know, my heart was, everything was exhausted.
Right.
I just wasn't getting enough oxygen to my lungs. I couldn't do any volume work whatsoever because I would fatigue so quickly.
What about time off? So if you're training a couple days in the gym and you're doing the, you know, you're rotating your intensity and volume and so on, and then you're doing your long distance walking and running and so on a couple days, how do you fit time off into this, and how important is time off?
Time off is so critical. I cannot emphasize that enough. I always make sure people have at least one complete rest day a week, which can actually be a challenge. I work with a lot of guys in the military who obviously, you know, they have PT nearly every day, so
right,
have to be cognizant of that. But, you know, I tell people that if you ever start feeling any kind of lack of motivation, or you start feeling like, okay, my numbers are going down, it's just not there, then, you know, I have them take a deload. And typically, you know, I'll drop the weights, I'll put in an extra rest day, I'll, you know, push the rotation out a couple days. However many days it takes them to start feeling better, like they want to get back into it, I then tack on that many days continuing the deload. So say after 5 days they think, hey, I'm great, I'm ready to get back into it, I'll have them take another 5 days to just,
really?
You know, keep cooling their jets a little bit. Yeah, and that's, you know, because the mind recovers pretty quickly, and you say, well, you know, I'm feeling good now, but it's kind of like any time you have any sort of illness. The symptoms may go away, but your body is still recovering from that.
Interesting. And see, for me, I've become so attuned to my body. A couple things happen when I know I'm getting close to overtraining. The first thing is I start holding water.
Yep.
I've discovered this, that when I start holding water, if I take a couple days off from the gym, it all comes out of me.
Right.
The other thing is, like last night, well, last night was an exception because I ate 1,000 calories right before bed last night like an idiot. But because it was a hectic day and I wanted to get my calories in, and it was a really stupid idea. But for me, I don't sleep well. I like, as soon as I feel like I'm not sleeping well, I know, oh, I've gone too far. I need to take a couple days off, and I won't even walk. I'll just take a day or two off where I don't do anything.
Exactly.
So I guess part of that is paying attention to your body, and then part of it is being intuitive and staying ahead of it. Here's what I'd like to do. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the other trainer that you have at Complete Human Performance, Kelly, okay?
Yep, sure. Absolutely.
Right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance, benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Alex Viada. The website is CompleteHumanPerformance.com. So I was over there and I was checking out the other trainer, your partner in the company there, Kelly Bruno. Pretty cool.
Yes, indeed. No, she's an ultra runner. She's done several Ironmans at this point. Ironmans.
Yeah.
And she's also she's getting into powerlifting as well. So,
well, now let's talk about why this is really interesting that we're talking about it, because at a very, very young age she had what appears to be her right leg amputated below the knee.
Yep.
And she has been so she is wearing a prosthesis on the right side. And she's doing all these things. I mean, she's an ultra marathoner. She runs 100 miles, right?
Yeah, she's done a couple of hundreds at this point as well, and is actually currently training for the Iron Mountain 50, which is going to be in about 2 months.
Wow, talk about being a superhuman! And interestingly enough, it says here in the bio, it says she is well known by the prosthesis companies for being the only 120-pound female who can utterly destroy the most rugged and durable carbon fiber equipment after mere months of use. How would you like that distinction, huh? Oh, here comes Kelly again. Oh, man, I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah, she's broke another, God knows how much this cost leg. Yeah, no, I think a lot of that is just you need a certain fearlessness to run on this kind of equipment, and you start doing trail runs and you're bombing down these hills, and this is actually interesting because it points out why you have to be so careful with running in general. It doesn't matter how sturdy this equipment is, eventually it's going to break. you know, you're putting all your body weight on it, and, you know, you hit a rock wrong, and there you go, carbon fiber just splinters and shatters.
Well, and you know what my takeaway from that is? Just think about how marvelous the design of the human leg is through evolution. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, when you think about the fact that she can blow out these carbon fiber, you know, really, I mean, they make, who knows, airplanes out of this stuff. And
oh,
she,
yeah.
And meanwhile, her other leg just keeps on keeping on. It's like, hey, keep up with me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, the technology still hasn't caught up. And it's funny because she works with one of the best prosthetists I've ever seen. You know, he's made her a powerlifting leg that has a pneumatic air pressure adjusted shock in it to, you know, and,
wow.
You know, all the latest technology. Oh, it's phenomenal what they've got now. And, you know, it's still struggling to keep up. And, it's such a testament to the human body and human design, all the things we're capable of. And, you know, another reason not to take it for granted.
Well, and, you know, and I see some, so I was at my daughter's, field hockey yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this real pet peeve about people getting knee replacements, because we did a show last year with a doctor from Florida who he's been doing this for 10 years. He does intra-articular growth hormone injections, 2 to 3 of them, and within 6 weeks, new blood vessels and chondrocyte stem cells and chondrocytes growing back, and your cartilage grows back. And nobody wants to hear this. It's like, I have friends that are like, oh, I got to get my knee replaced. Wait, before you do that, oh, no, my doctor said it's impossible. This guy's been doing it for 10 years. He does it for athletes, and it's not expensive. It's like $800 a session. You go for 3 of them. You got to stay there in Florida for a few days. He does the injections, and then he does some scoping, and he sends you home. And 6 weeks later, they see cartilage growing back. It's like, wait a minute. Why doesn't anybody know about this? So I did a show about it. So as a result of that, we know that the damage being done to knees is not from mechanical loading. It's from inflammation that attacks the chondrocytes from people's poor diets. And I look at these people, and I'm always looking for that vertical line on the front of the knee. You know, it's like, oh, this person had knee replacement surgery. So last night I was at the school with my daughter. She's playing field hockey. I'm looking around. I counted 3 people, one who had both knees done and the other two had one knee done. And I thought to myself, what is flipping wrong with this country that they're going to something so aggressive? Because let's face it, folks, those knee replacements, what are they going to last, 10 years, 20 years? So that means you're going to be like 85 or 90. You can't walk anymore because you're too old to get the surgery and your knee just blew out.
Exactly.
It's like you're talking about planned obsolescence in human beings now. I mean, that was always a term used in automobiles and car and machinery, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Folks. Your legs are out of warranty at this point.
I mean, imagine that conversation. I'm sorry, we can't do your knees. You're just going to have to be relegated to a wheelchair for the rest of the life that you have left in you. I mean, I would do anything before I would get a knee replacement. I hear people talking about it like it's like it's the second coming of the Lord. It's like, oh, I'm finally getting my knee replaced. I'm like, are you kidding? You're excited about that?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah, it's tough. And I think a lot of people don't fully understand the alternatives.
What do you want people to come away from the interview understanding about hybrid training?
So the biggest thing to me is, you know, a little bit of what I talked to about learning how to dial things back and how to rein things back. You know, the concept of hybrid training isn't just going, you know, pedal to the metal every time you do any single workout. It's keeping a little bit in the tank, because you need to look at both endurance training and resistance training as all the same thing. People draw this line between the two. And yes, you know, the adaptation's very different. But at the end of the day, it's a continuum. They're both stresses on the body. They both need to be looked at in terms of, okay, what do I need to do to recover from this? And you need to look at the program as a whole. You can't just say, okay, here are the days I'm going to lift, here are days I'm going to run. You're going to say, what is my objective with this whole day here?
Right.
And if you start looking at everything together as a whole training system, an integrated training system, you'll do much better. And, you know, the other thing I want people to get away is, again, what you said about diet, make sure you're eating enough, and make sure you're sleeping enough more than anything.
Yeah, eating and sleeping are critical for recovery. And you know something else? We've been talking about this more and more on the show, but for some reason when we become older, we stop playing. And you know what I like? You said, hey, load up a rucksack and go walking on the trails. And just recently, I've been thinking, you know, our Australian listeners, they have this thing called walkabout, right? Where they just set out, yep. They just walk. And I thought, you know, that's got to be fun. That's fun. And then I thought, wait a minute, that's playing. And why does your cardio always have to be 30 minutes on the treadmill or a 40-minute brisk walk around the neighborhood? Why not go to the park and walk the trails and get lost? You know what? 2 hours goes by and you go, wow, I really had a great time. I didn't even feel like I was doing anything.
Yeah, and you say, you know, my gosh, I'm tired. Get a mountain bike. You know, it's something, you know, anything like that. I got to tell you, one of my favorite things about running is, you know, resistance training. It's intense. It's in the moment. It's really pushing yourself, and then you're done. There's a certain thrill about it. There's a certain high. But I have to tell you, those days when I just say, okay, I've got a 3 or 4 hour trail run, I'm just going to go out there. I'm not going to even use my GPS. I'm just going to go out there, you know, try to get lost for a while, and just it is such a phenomenal feeling, and I have a great time with it. But, you know, put me on a treadmill at 20 minutes, I'm done.
Yeah, right, you're bored. But you know what's something else that people don't take? That growing up in the 70s, running was the thing, and I was an avid runner. I used to run 5, 6, 7 miles a day, no BS. I used to run from my home in South Ozone Park to Forest Park or to Aqueduct Racetrack, and then either run the running track at Forest Park or run around the racetrack because there was off-season, so I would run the track. And then I would run home, and I was always doing 5, 6, 7 miles a day, and it was no big deal. But that was the thing to do back then because it was all about running. But here's the difference, right? So when I get under the bar and I'm squatting or lifting whatever heavy weight I'm lifting, I am agitated to a certain degree. I'm very, very narrowly focused. I'm exhilarated. I'm anxious. I'm nervous. I don't want to blow out a disc. But when you run, you can get lost. Your mind wanders. It's almost like Zen meditation. It's a totally
Absolutely.
Different thing. Totally different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I gotta tell you, I think in a lot of ways that has improved my lifting so much. You know, because I see especially a lot of young guys who make this a very, you know, hardcore, high intensity, oh, you know, I'm going to battle against the weights, you know, things like that. And you say, okay, well, first of all, that's kind of disrespectful to people who've actually gone to battle. You're just picking things up off the ground.
Right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, there's this, you know, this kind of very high intensity, like you said, agitation, and you know, being able to moderate that is so important. And it's really given me a lot of perspective. You know, it's enough different types of mental stimuli, you know, the Zen side of things and then the hyper-focus side of things, and it's all, each one improves the other. It really does.
Yin and yang, right? The Eastern philosophy has been talking about yin and yang forever. Listen, Alex, let's plug the website again. It's CompleteHumanPerformance.com. You can go there, and obviously you do distance training and stuff like that. People can sign up for nutritional programs I saw there and everything. So go there,
yeah,
check it out. You can work with Alex or with Kelly, I would imagine, or both. So there you go.
Yeah, we actually got a really good team of guys over there now, too. A good team of other coaches. So
cool.
We pretty much take care of everybody.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Carl, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Take care. And we also want to thank Ken O'Neill for the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio show with Michael Murphy. Of course, check out Michael's website, which is for the more cerebral individual, Esalen. It's ESALEN.org. And today is Thursday. Holy mackerel. That means tomorrow's Friday. You know what that means, right? The lovely and talented Elisa Profumo will be in the studio with me. I am the lucky guy tomorrow. So we'll see you then for Casual Friday. We have lots of great stories to talk about because every day we turn on the TV or read the newspaper and there's a lot of idiocy out there. We'll be exposing it tomorrow. See you then. Thanks for listening.